Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.
Taking on the Raiders this Saturday is our Cowboys. And joining us to talk about the game is Kyle Felt and Tamara Martin. How are you guys going?
Good, how are you?
I say our Cowboys, but it is against the Raiders. And you boys know that the Raiders are my number one, right?
Really? You're such a flake.
Oh, you didn't realise that. Ooh,
this girl, she didn't go to the footy because she didn't want to get wet on Saturday just gone. So she went to the Aussie Hotel and watched it and proudly wears her Cowboys Women's League jersey or whatever.
Yeah.
All that's dead and gone this weekend. She's going to wear the green.
Well,
green machine.
I'm nothing if not loyal. And Canberra is my hometown. So obviously I'm going to go for Canberra. But if you don't play Canberra, I'm all for Cowboys. So I don't know if you want to give me any secrets for what's happening this weekend.
I reckon just wake up and put on a Cowboys shirt. That's probably the best option for you.
So you reckon you're going to win then?
Who did you guys grow up supporting?
Yeah.
I grew up supporting Canberra.
No way! See?
Is really?
See? I'm not the only one.
Oh, so you're a flake as well.
Yeah, when I was young, I always used to love Canberra.
Where's your loyalty, man?
I'm with the Cowboys.
Yeah, that's See, I grew up a Knights supporter. I was a hardcore Knights supporter, and I still have friends back at home because I grew up only 90 minutes away from Newcastle.
Yeah.
I still have friends who are just, like, dirty at me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I've lived up here for, like, 10 years. Give me a, who did you grow up supporting, Tamari?
I wasn't really watched much rugby union. Oh, rugby league, sorry.
Yeah, right.
Rugby union, yeah.
You were union.
Who'd you go for in the union?
The Crusaders.
Okay.
Who's that? Dan Carter. Daniel Carter.
Gabby's got a...
The Christchurch team.
Oh, yeah, gotcha. Right. I know the Brumbies. That's all I got.
I totally thought you were going to pretend like you knew.
Yeah, for sure.
Felty, you haven't played a game yet this season. Like, so bad. You injured your groin in training before the season even kicked off, which I know you'd just be spewing about that. But I want to know, have you been able to ride your Harley? Because I'd imagine the vibrations wouldn't be good between your legs right now.
Yeah, I've been riding it. It's just got some new handlebars on it too, so I've been cruising around on that. I got told the bigger the bars, the badder the bikey, so I've got some pretty big
bars. Oh, you got fat boys.
Yeah, I've got some really high bars. Me and Tamara got the same bars, so he's got a Harley as well, which is good.
Yeah,
so you guys go out riding together?
He's going to start a club, I think, hey?
There's a few boys that got bikes
now. Yeah, it's good. Yeah, it's something to do on a day off instead of just sitting at home, so... Yeah.
Is it tough being on the sideline at the moment with the injury and watching the boys out on the field?
Yeah, especially when you have to go to the game and watch it. You'd rather be out there with the team and sitting on the sideline, and the way that things have been the last 2 weeks is really tough as well. So you want to be out there trying to help the team and help your mates. So it's pretty crap.
You're just like, damn you, groin.
Yeah, but he's like, it's all right because they're against the Raiders this week. He's a bit torn. So he'll just be sitting on the sideline not knowing which bench to sit on.
Yeah, that's right.
Gabby, he hates me so much right now.
The flakes of Townsville. And what about you, Tamari? Like, how's it been? Like, because obviously it's been a tough couple of weeks for the Cowboys. Have you guys just gotten into the sheds, and has coach just given you guys a shellacking?
Well, after the weekend's second half performance, I don't think we were very happy with how we played. Obviously, the first half, we went into the sheds happy with our D.
Yeah.
You know, we only let that one try in with the offload, but as soon as that second half sort of happened, I let that ball sort of, thought it was going to go dead, and they got a try and just got another try and another try and another try, and sort of...
How do you move on from that moving into the next game? Because you're obviously still kicking yourself over that.
Yeah.
Like, how do you just forget it and...
Just training. Try and train
hard. Monday comes around, you start fresh for a new week.
Yeah.
That's what wins. It's rugby league.
Try and forget it and learn from it, but... Yeah, just train as hard as you can, and that's sort of what Greeny's sort of given us. You know, train harder, and not make up any excuses, and worry about next week and trying to beat Canberra.
Yeah, don't assume the ball is dead.
It's so crazy. You guys work a job where literally you are under the spotlight like every single second. Yeah. You know, so. Yeah, I feel for you guys.
Well, anyway. We know Cliffo's been stuffing up all week with his baby brain, so he knows how tough it is just to forget about it and move forward.
You're right. I'm like a cowboy.
You are.
Seriously.
You're doing well.
There's so many parallels between what they do and what I do, and thank you for drawing the line
between them.
Anyway, we absolutely love you guys. Please, if for nothing else, give the Raiders a shellacking just so we don't hear from Gabby incessantly next week.
Yeah.
But anyway, the game is happening. It's another early one. 4:30 kickoff?
Yeah.
4:30 Saturday. So get your tickets now. Tamari, Martin, Kyle Felt, you guys are legends. Thank you so much for your time, boys.
Thank you.
Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.